and burn and slay, and never leave till he have the head and the beard." "Well," said Arthur, "thou hast said thy message, the which is the most villainous and lewdest meaning most boorish, message that ever man heard sent unto a king. Also thou mayst see my beard is full young yet to make a purfle of it. But tell thou thy king this, I owe him none homage, nay, none of mine elders, but or it be long to, he shall do me homage on both knees, or else he shall lose his head by the faith of my body, for this is the most shamefulest message that ever I heard speak of. I have espied thy king met never yet with worshipful man, but tell him I will have his head without he do me homage." Then the messenger departed. "Now is there any here," said Arthur, "that knoweth King Rience?" Then answered a knight that hight Narum, "Sir, I know the king well. He is a passing good man of his body, as few be living, and a passing proud man. And, sir, doubt ye not, he will make war on you with a mighty puissance." And puissance means power. "Well," said Arthur, "I shall ordain," and ordain means arrange, "I shall ordain for him in short time." Chapter 27. How all the children were sent for that were born on May Day, and how Mordred was saved. Then King Arthur sent for all the children born on May Day, begotten of lords and born of ladies, for Merlin told King Arthur that he should destroy him should be born in May Day. Wherefore he sent for them all, upon pain of death, and so there were found many lords' sons, and all were sent unto the king. And so was Mordred, sent by King Lot's wife, and all were put in a ship to the sea, and some were 4 weeks old, and some less. And so by fortune the ship drove unto a castle, and was all to riven, and destroyed the most part, save that Mordred was cast up, and a good man found him, and nourished him till he was 14 years old, and then brought him to the court, as it rehearseth afterward, toward the end of the death of Arthur. Page 59. So many lords and barons of this realm were displeased, for their children were so lost, and many put the white meaning blame, on Merlin more than on Arthur, for what, for dread and for love, they held their peace. But when the messenger came to King Rience, then was he wood out of measure, and purveyed him for a great host, as it rehearseth after in the book of Balin le Savage, that followeth next after, how by adventure Balin got the sword. Explicit liber primus. End of book 1.